We are back on speaking about Sfarim, and since we're learning Kutch and Nisman, I want to speak of one of the more famous Sfarim out there, Sefer called Mikdash David. We quoted the Mikdash David as recently as yesterday. We will likely quote the Mikdash David, or I believe at Plineder, we should be, quote the Mikdash David again throughout this man. I want to try to give a little bit of an overview as to who he was and the Sefer. It's a very, very important Sefer to know. One of the ways you can know his popularity is that there are many different editions of the Mikdash David, with different Rabbanim putting out footnotes on the Mikdash David in terms of what he did. Mikdash David, Reb David HaKohen Rappaport, was a Talmid Chacham in Europe, in between, primarily, I think, in between World War I and World War II. Learned in many ways sort of on his own, but spent some time in both Panovich and in the Kolon Sabadka, a very sort of fantastic and remarkably, remarkably impressive Talmid Chacham, who learned in many ways, at least early, independently. He's from the era, I believe, he had no children. I think he got married very late, from that era in Europe when guys in yeshiva would get married at older ages. The Sefer Mikdash David, so there were supposed to be five volumes, and we have four of them. The first two volumes are on Kutchim. Then he has another volume on Taros and another volume on Zra'im. There was a volume on Sanhedrin that got lost, I believe, in the Holocaust with some other Kisvei Yad, and that we lost. What he did, which is very helpful, I think he writes when he went to Sabak HaKol, his first 3 years there, he was learning Kutchim. What he did was basically the Yerushalmi tells us Divrei Torah are aniyim b'makom echad v'ashirim b'makom acher. That Divrei Torah sometimes, it's not always systematically, in the world of Torah Shbal Peh, isn't written really like in order, it's not structured the same way. One of the real avodas the Rambam did as far as reorganizing things. The Mikdash David had apparently an unbelievable memory, and the Mikdash David, again, there's some good Torah written about him in different places, in the Hakdama to the Shiurim on Chulin and Psachim, as well as in an article in Yated Ne'eman a bunch of years ago. A lot of overlap between those two things. But there was a... and comes from a similar place. But there was a... But it's basically he went through all of Kutchim with Rishonim, and he wrote topically. And that way, if I'm learning Kutchim, so I'm not very familiar with things. I don't know where do we speak about Beis HaBechira, the Mikdash. Where do we speak about things? Where are all the Gemaras? And then he's shown them at this. So it's a lot of original Torah, but it's really presented very nicely and clearly. Going in the first two volumes that were on Kutchim, going through everything that was there. He was a real Mikdash Kedusha person. What they say is that he once commented about himself that if he closes his eyes, he believes he can basically walk through Yerushalayim and the Makom HaMikdash and walk through the Beis HaMikdash and basically be able to identify where literally every single thing would have been in the Beis HaMikdash at that time. And that was the level of commitment and understanding of things. If it would be built, he said, I think I would know exactly where to do the Shechita for the Ola, the exact, he really felt like a real tremendous Shlita there in the Sefer Mikdash David. Rav Baruch Ber, the great Talmud of Rav Chaim Brisker, the Birkas Shmuel, Rav Baruch Ber said when he saw the Sefer Mikdash David, apparently he said about that particular Sefer that there is no way that Sefer could have been written without Ruach HaKodesh. They quoted Maisa once that when at Rav Baruch Ber's son's wedding, when he was there, when the Mikdash David walked in, Rav Baruch Ber stood up and said, all of Seder Kutchim just walked in the room right now. Mikdash David was a very simple person, he stayed on the side. Rav Baruch Ber, a lot of being mashed that a lot, they quoted the Brisker Rav once, said that the Sefer is amazing, and he said, you know, after he had been learning Kutchim for a while, when he looked at the Mikdash David, he found out that so much of what he was wanting to say, it's already been published in the Mikdash David. Mikdash David's a wonderful Sefer. The Sefer is so popular, I think it's a legend. I don't know if it's actually Mefurish anywhere, but I believe it says that that's actually how he got his job. He was a co-Rosh Hashiva or a Ram in Voronezh, where Rav Elchanan Wasserman was the Rosh Hashiva. Apparently, the way they tell the Maisa over, I believe, is that Rav Elchanan saw the Sefer Mikdash David. He said, wow, whoever wrote the Sefer, it's so clear, it's so good, it's so well organized, it's so deep, it's so awesome. They wrote a letter to the Mikdash David, and he said, I would love to invite you to be a senior Ram, I don't know what that means, a Rashiva, whatever title you want, to come here in Voronezh to give Shiurim, and I would love to learn with you Bichavrusa. So it says in some of the Lashonot, look at Bichavrusa. So apparently, when he came, the Chavrusa didn't work out, because not that they per se had, not because of fundamental Darchei HaLimud, as much as their style of learning, and any of us that have had a chavrusa where it wasn't a good match can identify with this. The Mikdash David was very, very quick. Was very quick. When he would learn, he would read the Gemara, very quickly go through the whole Gemara, tells us, and connect everything over Shas, he was moving all over the place. But Elchanan learned a little bit slower. A little bit slower, like to sit on things a little bit, to learn more binachas, and it wasn't the best shidduch. But there was a more significant problem. Rav Elchanan brought him into the yeshiva, the Mikdash David, because the Mikdash David was, I saw the Sefer, it's so clear, it's so wonderful, it's so great. There was a problem. Well, first when he came, he didn't want to give shiur right away because he's still holding a kachim. He's like, I'm not ready yet, you know, to be able to give shiur. But then they discovered him about the Mikdash David, which was apparently had either a severe sort of like stutter or speech impediment. But he was already invited to come and give shiurim. But it was very hard to be able to understand the Mikdash David because it was harder for him to be able to give the shiurim. Elchanan decided to keep him there, and they actually gave shiurim. Elchanan gave, I believe, a daily shiur of Gemara Rashi. I think they maybe learned a daf a day or something. He would make his ha'aras, and then Elchanan would give one to the older guys in the yeshiva, one shiur klali a week. Mikdash David earlier would give maybe two shiurim a week to the older guys. Then eventually, I think he would give one shiur a week. The one shiur a week he would give, this is the time to do it. When's the best time to give a shiur that week? Friday after Chatzos. That would be like his one shiur of the week. That's when Mikdash David would tell the shiur. He was still around all the time. There's some numbers like he learned like 20 hours a day. That's a lot if you factor in that he likely davened and ate and slept. I mean, it's a lot of real intensity. That was there. But the Mikdash David is a very, very well known sefer which is out there, and there's some great additions of it and great footnotes. And it's very, very helpful because he gives you like if I want to know where the Gemara is, particular topic, Mikdash David, Gemara basically shown him, it's really there in a way which is incredibly, I think, helpful. And again, we quoted it yesterday, but we'll continue to be able to quote it. But it's again, it's really just a fantastic sefer. It's a really, really fantastic sefer. Did a really, really nice job, and it's great to be able to have. They've published some of his shiurim. Talmidim Reis Machshavim. He unfortunately was, I believe, as I said earlier, I think he was not zochet of children. But really, again, a remarkable person. Mikdash David, a great sefer for us to be aware of.